This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, it is time for the Drive to the Close. Joining us, Leo Kelly, the CEO of Verdant Capital. No relation, probably unfortunate for me. Leo, you're such a smart guy, and you're going to help us understand what the heck, using technical terms, happened in the markets this week. So much to try and synthesize as we head into the weekend. As you try and do that, what sticks out the most to you in terms of the biggest market drivers?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on and good to be back. I think what sticks out the most to me, and I guess what I'm most surprised at, is how surprised everybody is that Trump is being aggressive with China again. This is not a new story. And so this somewhat violent reaction to another trade tariff, especially in the face of the Fed dropping a quarter point, is, I think, the biggest surprise in the market. And once again, we have the same situation. What is good news is bad news. So if Trump is going to try to drive China harder again, that's going to force the Fed's hand to stay in a more accommodative mode. And I don't think the market is giving that its just deserved.
Leo, why is that? We are on pace for our worst weekly loss for this year, the worst since the week before Christmas Eve, which we knew that week you had a 7% sell-off and it bottoming out of the equity markets before we had a huge rally back up to record highs. Why the violent reaction?
I think what the market is saying is that we're starting to price in perfection in the marketplace, especially since the main drivers of the market are growth stocks, and growth stocks are somewhat elevated in price. If we look at where the market stands today, value stocks are as cheap as they've been since 1999. Growth stocks have elevated prices. And so the market is not going to digest any type of uncertainty well because where we are in prices. It's really interesting. Did you really think at the beginning of the year, if I said that the 10-year was going to be in the 180s, that the Dow would be at 26 and change and the S&P would be approaching 3,000? I don't think anybody would have thought that even possible. So it says that equities are priced for perfection, and what Trump is providing is something less than what the market wants or expects. And the Fed threw a sort of a wet blanket over the market when it said, okay, we'll give you this quarter point, but we're not so sure going forward. And I think that's it. I think we're just talking about valuation at this point because the economy is still strong. Leading indicators still strong. The job market is strong. We don't have inflation. This really is a very good setup for markets other than these 2 points. And you mentioned December, and those are exactly the same 2 points everyone was concerned about in December on that move down. It was, will the Fed be too aggressive, and will this China tariff war continue into the coming year, which is this year? And the answer is no. The Fed's not overly aggressive, and yes, the tariff war continues.
And so let's talk a little bit more about this value call, because I have to say people have been waiting for this for some time, right, Leo? And take us down a level. Where are you seeing some of the most value by sector or by name?
Well, the value call, whenever we invest money, and I think this is important, whether it's the tariffs or the immediate moves of the Fed or a jobs report week by week, I think investors, as opposed to traders, have to take a long view. And the long view is, where do we think earnings are going to come in over the long term? And that has to do with the economy. And where are valuations? And across the value market, there's tremendous valuation relative to their growth counterparts. So that could be in financials. Obviously, the banks have actually performed surprisingly well relative to what you would expect here recently. Energy has not participated in line with oil prices. And I think there's value not just in the U.S., but there's value overseas. The emerging markets are down tremendously on all of these concerns about China. International stocks are as inexpensive as they have been, again, in a long time, 10 years. So I think there's a lot of value to be found in the marketplace, but you have to look where it's unpopular. And that's always been the case with investing. Put capital where capital is scarce, and that rewards you, but only if you're an investor. You have to be patient and wait out these. The growth market in the late 90s, that went on from 1995 through early 2000. It will go to extremes. The market will take it beyond what is reasonable. That's just the norm.
Well, and when you talk about going where it is not popular, I would argue the small cap stocks, the Russell 2000, is not popular right now, underperforming, down 9% in the last year relative to the S&P 500, up 4% in a one-year period. Do you buy small cap stocks with a stronger dollar?
We do like the valuation in small cap stocks. Mid caps have run a little bit more than small, but we do like the small cap market. Where we are underweight is in that large U.S. growth, and then we're taking that underweight and we're putting it into the various different sectors. So small cap, especially small cap value, again, look at the difference between small cap growth and small cap value, and small cap value valuations are considerably lower. So certainly, there's always great businesses in the U.S., in the small cap market, that will suffer in a liquidity event, and we will see unusually low prices. And those historically are great opportunities if you're buying good businesses. Again, I think you have to be careful. It's not just about price. You have to make sure you have a good business with good prospects and has a good balance sheet. Obviously, these are all important. And what's really unique about this market is you can find that in this market.
All right, Leo Kelly, thank you so much. We're going to leave it there. CEO of Verdens Capital Advisors. Great, great insights heading into the weekend. Well, we are hearing a little bit from President Trump saying that China devalues its currency, also saying that EU auto tariffs, they are never off the table. We'll have more of his comments as we go through the afternoon. You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week. Jason Kelly and Taylor Riggs here with you on Bloomberg Radio.